What time is it? It's Packard Folks at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardFolksAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Folks at and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Folks at, and I'm poking at your news.
Hello, everybody. This is Packard Poked at the Midweek Show. This is episode 463. I apologize if you can't see me because Google Hangouts is being a total ass monkey, as
There's
usual.
Nothing to apologize for.
I'm sitting here with all my lights on and cooking like a roast. And
just say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You don't have to look at my ugly mug today. Maybe it'll come back. Who knows? Google Hangouts is a pain in the ass every once in a while. Connie, what have you got for stories for us today?
Well, let's put it this way. If the White House gets any more leaks, they're going to need Depends, Azo, and to do their kegels. Evidently, the Pentagon can't believe Trump told another president about nuclear subs near North Korea. He disclosed that we had two very big, very great nuclear subs near North Korea to the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, on April 29th. And part of the problem is, you know, subs, it's okay, I guess, when they only say, like, that there might be, you know, that they're deployed. We not say they're with the fleet, not give their whereabouts, because they're kind of this subversive thing, right? So, and we know when they're coming home, so the families can know that, hey, yeah, your loved ones are, their deployment's over. So I don't know. Can we just shove something into Trump's mouth? Maybe we should just feed him cake. Copious amounts of cake. Keep his mouth occupied at all times, so that he doesn't keep releasing these this information to world leaders, especially this guy. He's supposedly, I guess, there's a war on drugs in the Philippines, and what was the number? The Filipino leader has supported the alleged extrajudicial killing of 8,000 people since taking office in June of last year. Right. Part of his purge of his nation of drugs. And Trump has praised Duterte just recently. He said, yeah, I really like how you're handling things, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, you know those people who are doing drugs? Well, I'm glad you're killing them. Isn't this the same guy who's claimed that he's actually killed some of them himself personally?
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't see that in this article. Again, I'm reading it off of BuzzFeed, but I've seen it other places on the net. This was just the first place I caught it. He bragged about committing murder himself and called former President Barack Obama a son of a bitch, and once threatened to suspend the bilateral agreement between his nation and the U.S. that allows U.S. troops to visit the Philippines.
Oh, that's nice.
So Trump's taking notes, evidently.
Oh.
Well, you know, get the pillow talk continues with.
Yeah, I'm losing confidence in all that, in Trump being able to control himself. I mean, he's going to come back here with some weird ideas like, hey, we should start cutting off the hands of people who steal. How about we do that?
Maybe we should swat at his hand like Melania did.
Yeah, have you been catching that? This is not the first time it's happened. It's not the second time. It's been three times where he's gone to reach for Melania's hand, say, hey, you know, let's hold hands. But she's like, fuck off. Get the fuck off of me. Go away.
I'm still just waiting for him to be told he's got to do something and hear him on microphone going, oh, do I have to?
Yeah.
I was coloring.
Yeah.
In the corner of Air Force One. You weren't coloring. You were eating the crayons. Admit it. Only the brown ones. They taste like chocolate.
But Steve, I was watching this cartoon on YouTube.
Wow. Wow.
That's Mr. Bannon to you.
Yeah.
Give me my phone back. I took my phone.
It's amazing. It's just simply amazing.
You look under his bed and Trump has a lot of burner phones.
and candy wrappers.
And candy wrappers. And chocolate cake.
Trump also recently said, well, in his book, he had said this, that we're like batteries, you know, quote unquote batteries. So we only have a limited number of lives. So we don't get a recharge. That's why he's actually against exercise, because once you used up the life energy, you're gone.
Does he realize how much carrying around that extra weight is burning up?
I have no idea.
Maybe he's imagining that somebody's going to carry him around on a litter, or he'll just have a golf cart and he'll drive around the White House in his golf cart.
I think he's going to do that. That's one thing. Got one of those what are they called? Those scooter things.
The rascals.
Rascals. Yeah. I'm sure you're rascals. Rascals.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. And it's gold colored.
Only in gold. Yeah, tacky gold.
Yeah, it's a tacky gold. It's a tacky, tacky gold.
I wonder why he's going to be impeached. Probably.
My daughter had sent me an article. She at least showed it to me anyway. That apparently this comes from Reuters, so it seems to be somewhat legit. But they did an invest. You know, the Senate and the House to do their own investigations, and apparently they found no collusion for the stuff with going on with Trump and Russia. It's said in the article. I don't have it up on my phone at the moment, but I was like, no, that can't be right. That can't be right. And then I hear later on the day that apparently Trump had been trying to get stories planted to say, hey, this thing is not a thing. This thing is not happening. So there was no collusion. So I'm thinking, I can't tell if this is a story that Trump had actually posted or had posted himself, or if this is actual something the House and Senate actually did.
How much energy are we wasting on this garbage dump, this dumpster fire that we call a presidency?
Tire fire.
Tire fire.
Or that one mine that they based the game Silent Hill on, that, you know, that there's the fire has been burning in the coal mine for like 80 years and poisoned the entire, it's just. Mm-hmm.
I haven't played that game, but I know what you're talking about there.
Yeah. Yep.
Sadly, that's an actual thing, you know, but there's.
Yes. Yeah, that is.
Pennsylvania. Yeah. Tom, what stories have you got for us today?
This should not be news that surprises anyone, but Trump's wife still packs his suitcase when he goes on trips.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Melania, I know you're the first lady, and like we have all these people who are actually working for us, but I only trust you.
I'm talking about the trip they just made, the trip they took to the Vatican, and the Pope looked none too happy that Melania was not wearing a veil, though she was covered up properly the rest of the way. Though you could still see your ankles, which he was probably pretty upset about.
Oh, you know, that's the thing is, I also heard just recently that when Michelle Obama went over there and she didn't wear a veil, and everybody in the right wing collectively lost their fucking minds, and apparently this was a big harangue for them. So they're like, and Trump was like, Melania, or not Melania, he's like, Michelle, she should be wearing a veil, and she's disgracing everything. And then his wife gets off and is like, no veil. Nobody cares. Apparently.
She's going to a funeral.
Yeah, she does. Well, she's, you know, she's in the relationship with Trump. That's always a funeral.
But when she went to Saudi Arabia, she didn't cover herself up completely. Though she got kudos for wearing apparently a jumpsuit that was in line with local customs.
No, she...
She's the first leader. I think the first lady should be the one who bucks the system as far as wearing the, you know, what is expected of her. This first lady should be the one who bucks the system and says, yeah, that's your requirement, but yeah, I'm not going for that. I'm going to wear what looks good. I got lots of money.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny, though, that she oversees what's packed for him. He cannot be trusted.
Make sure he takes the picture and everything has the word Trump written on it. We got to make sure he keeps his focus. I wonder. Make sure
not make him in an
old suit.
There you go.
Yeah.
What was that, Matt?
I wonder if she tucks him in at night.
No, she's at. Well, she can't because she's he's in New York. Yeah, she's living in New York. They're not living together. I had heard that she was going to finally move into the White House. That turns out that was not a thing.
Yeah,
that was not a thing that was going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that is funny.
She tucks him in so he can't wander around at night.
Yeah. Probably takes his computer away from him, too, so he can't tweet.
Yes, yeah, the 2 a.m. tweet. Take away his phone. Like I said, Oh, God.
Just bizarre. Just bizarre. Atheist Ranger, what have you got for us tonight?
Well, I only have one story. Florida Christian assaulted provocative 8-year-old. I'll just read a few paragraphs. Sydney Allen Marklin, who's 68, allegedly lured a girl into his home in July of 2016, told detectives that the child had been dressed provocatively. After Marklin, who goes by the name Dredd, sexually assaulted his victims, told her not to tell anyone. The detectives wrote in their arrest report that after the assault, he kissed her on the cheek and read from the Bible. And I'm going to paste the story right here because I kid you not, this man looks like the evil twin of Bob Marley.
I saw this earlier on Freethinker. I was like, are you kidding me? Of course not. You're not. We're not kidding. Provocatively dressing 8-year-olds. That's you're sexualizing children is what you're doing.
Yeah.
This is, we've talked about this before where this, remember there was a story, was it last year? There were this guy, he was a pastor. He said that, that the 8-year-old or 10-year-old or whatever was coming on to him. So that's why he couldn't help himself.
Yep.
Oh yeah. But kind of, does he not look like Bob Marley?
Yes. Yes, he does. Which is an insult to Bob Marley.
I know.
He is nothing kind.
No.
I saw that picture. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. That's just weird because I had a discussion with one of my daughters earlier about an incident that had happened where children are talking to each other and one of them said, you know, was getting on with this one of the cousins saying, oh, okay, well, don't be hugging on your boy cousin that, you know, because you're trying to do something.
Is his eyes not looking the same direction?
Yeah, I think one of his eyes is, he's doing a Bill Cosby with his eyes.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokesAt on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokesAt, or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday.
Oh, by the way, did you guys hear about I'm sure you have, but the Manchester attacks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
This is sad. This is, well, and then there's been comments. I'm trying to think, who was it that said that some blogger that the girls who are attending this concert are part of the degradation of this, you know, of the modern age. They're, you know, leading people.
Theodore Shubat.
Thank you.
Yep.
Encouraging other girls to be sluts and this and that. And like, really, really, again, you're the one with the problem. Okay. You're the one with the, you're sexualizing kids. And it's like, no, just no. I don't know.
Matt, what do you got for us today?
Well, Tom probably knows about this. It actually happened in our neighborhood on Saturday. A gentleman went to the hospital that's about 6 blocks from me and went to the top floor of the parking garage and dropped off 2 poodles off the edge of the garage.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
God damn.
Damn.
One of the poodles died, and the other one was seriously injured, had 2 broken legs.
Oh, my God.
The weird part about it is they weren't his dogs. I guess these dogs had gotten out of somebody's garage, somebody's yard, and somebody found them and put an ad somewhere online. And this guy answered them, went and picked them up, gave the person $20 as a reward, and then took the dogs over to this parking garage, this hospital parking garage, and proceeded to top floor of the garage.
That's fucked up.
That's psychotic.
That's psychotically fucked up.
Yeah, that's actually one of the first signs of a serial killer, by the way.
Apparently, he's been arrested for possession of drugs and something else. I forgot what it was.
Maybe he thought they were cats.
Maybe he thought they were hawks.
Who knows? Who knows? The people like this are fucking just fucking crazy as fuck.
Oh, it is crazy. When I heard about this, I thought, oh, this has got to be a joke. But no, it's real.
Damn. That's just totally fucked up. That's just totally fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I've got something that I think will, with that ray of sunshine, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry to bring bad news to you guys.
No, that's what we do. We talk about everything on this show. All right. Well, apparently to the Gallup polls, a share of Americans who believe in creationism has dropped to a 35-year low. So it's that people who are saying, hey, I believe we came from dirt is gone down, which I think is about time. And first time in 35 years, I think we're winning the war. I think we're winning the war.
What's the percentage, 35?
No. Hold on. It says here that in the latest series of interesting Gallup polls touching on religion and morals seem to point in the same direction. A record high number of Americans hold liberal positions on moral values and gay marriage. A record low number believe the Bible is a literal word of God. All that being so, it's not hard to guess why the trend lines point to evolution versus creation. Now it doesn't. It's gone down to about 38%. I think 1%. Let's see here. The math is a little hard to see here.
So I wonder if that number is just the people who no longer feel compelled to say they believe in creation.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. It says it's hard to tell from the graph, but it looks like this is the first time the majority of Americans, 57%, said that they believe that man evolved either with or without divine interventions or guidance, rather. Normally, this point where I spitball, I'm just reading from the article here. Remember this point where I spitball saying some half-assed theory to explain the dips and spikes in the graph, but I'm stumped about the numbers over the past 6 years. The purest creationist position was trending downward, then made a big comeback in 2011 for no obvious reasons. It's tempting to call that result an outlier or statistic noise, but the hybrid position of guided evolution polled poorly in the low 30s in 2011, remained in flat in 2014, suggesting a real trend. Now suddenly there's a surging back. So that's good. I am glad on that point.
I'd be willing to bet possibly that the 2011 trend up, that spike in creationism was due to the Tea Party, the reactionary thing that happened when Obama was elected. Over those 3 years, we saw such an increase in activity of very motivated fundamentalist Christians. And it also probably coincides with the surge with the ARC project and things like that. But maybe not.
I wonder what questions they were asking. They determined that the number of atheists, or at least non-believers, by doing kind of a trick question, by asking a series of questions, including, do you believe that there's a God? And then asking them the same series of questions, leaving that question out, and basically determining the number of non-believers by the difference that people who didn't answer the question.
Yeah. I don't know.
Polls are only as good as the questions asked and how they collect the data and stuff. That's that's really true.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. So you wonder, it's like, do you believe in evolution, or did they ask, do you not believe in creation? And then put them on the evolution side.
That would seem a bit smarmy and, you know, a bit dishonest if they asked it like that. And I don't think they would ask it quite like that. Because
but that's the thing, though. If people are afraid to, you know, admit that they believe in something,
mm-hmm.
because of what other people think, but they're willing to say that they don't believe in something else that would basically say they believe in the thing that you're wanting to know if they actually believe.
Well, when it comes to
that makes any sense.
When it comes to Gallup poll, though, do they publish the questions that they were asking and the way they gathered the information?
I am not really sure. I'm not sure how they do their polling. I just know that they've been they're big on one of the biggest polling companies in the United States. Anyway,
they do it on a horse.
As in the neighing kind or the pommel? Are we scoring?
As in the galloping kind.
As in the galloping kind.
they run by it. Hey, what do you got for a question? I got a question for you. Can you answer this?
Doppler effect takes as part of the poll.
Yeah, they use the Doppler effect to answer their ask their questions. So, hey, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming to the show. Again, we had some technical difficulties on my end because I hadn't tried this just yet, and this was a new thing I was trying to do for local recording, so everything was kind of like all weird. So I'm going to continue to work on this, so hopefully get a better audio quality. All right, come back again on Friday for our OK Let's Talk. What we're going to talk about, we'll be finding out here shortly. So if you want to find out ahead of time, you can go to iTunes.com and look for not iTunes.com, but just look on iTunes and Stitcher for the staff meeting, which will be following immediately thereafter. It would be episode 464. There's that if you want to find out, or you can wait until Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time at Von Life. Oh, fuck. We haven't used Von Life in years. And since the beginning of the year. On youtube.com/PackardPokesAt. If you would like to make a donation to the show, you can go to patreon.com/PackardPokesAt and paypal.me/PackardPokesAt for a direct donation. This way, if you make a direct donation to PayPal, I get all the dollar bills, all the pennies. And
all the Benjamins?
All the Benjamins. I get all the Benjamins. I don't get like some of the Benjamins. Like if you go to Patreon, if you donate like a dollar, I get like 75 cents. So they keep like they keep some of it. I'm not sure the exact percentage, but I know they keep a good percentage of it. So if you want to go to paypal.me/PackardPokesAt, I would get all the Benjamins. All right. We'll see you on Friday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
And that's a wrap.